Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, everybody. Bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that's within me. Bless his holy name. To God be the glory for the great and mighty things he has already performed and shall do in the name of Jesus. We bless the Lord. Glory to God. We're going to give thanks to him and thanking him. Glory to God for another day that he's made and our minds to be made up that we're going to trust and obey, seek out his faith, and hold on to being the joy of the Lord, being our strength. No matter what the circumstances, situation dictate to us, God is still God, and he's still in control. And he has the answer to every situation that we may have in the name of Jesus. So to God, we lift up our voice to rejoice and glorify your holy name. God, we thank you and bless you. And I appreciate your goodness and your kindness, hallelujah, that bestowed upon us every day. In the name of Jesus, blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Jesus, what a mighty God we serve. What a mighty God we serve. Angels bow before him. Heaven and earth adore him. What a mighty God we serve. Look where he's brought me from. Look where he's brought me from. Brought me out of darkness into the marvelous light. Look where he's brought me from. Right now it's only three of us. We're four together if you count the glory to God, myself. So we're going to bless the Lord. Glory to God, even in song again. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I just want to thank you, Lord. You saved my soul. You made me whole. You saved my soul. Oh, I just want to thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Oh, Lord. I just want to thank you, Lord. Praise God. Welcome you to the Blog Talk Radio. We'll wait for the others to come on as we go on with the scripture and prayer and pray God's blessings. Thank God for the prayers that are going forth for one another and those that are praying for me tonight. We give praise glory to God for the Apostle Burton and thank God for the prayer priority with Sister Rachel and my daughter as well as Pastor Bird. Glory to God. Just dealing with a little bit of sinuses, but nevertheless, the spirit is willing, the flesh can be weak, but the spirit will take over and bring the flesh. We are bringing the flesh under subjection to whatever the Spirit of the Lord says. So whether we get the full message, part of the message, or however the Lord deal with tonight, it'll be the whatever he will have to come forth. And we know he can shift gears, and if it's all to come, or he want to come forth, then we'll do so. Just got to be listening to hear what the Spirit of the Lord has to say. Well, at this time, praise God, we're going to bless the Lord and thank God again for you. Welcome you to the Blog Talk Radio. This is our We were having a Sunday revival since the last day of November all the way through, no, last day of October with the prayer warriors all the way up to, and pastors and ministers up to this day here. And so our dear evangelist, Noel, that was going to speak tonight, she has a family conference, something vitally important that has to be taken care of today. So she will not speak tonight. We'll have another time in the near future, the Lord say the same. If we embark upon 2023, then so be it. The Lord bless. But for tonight, we'll have none other than yours truly, Pastor VJ Hubbard. As we continue to pray, we're going to believe God that we're going forth and giving him praise. Amen. Bless the Lord. So if you hear a little stuffiness right now, prayerfully you can hear the word more clearly as it penetrates your eardrum, in spite of what the sound is right now. So at this time, we're going to open the lines for Sister Rachel to bring out scripture reading, and then afterwards you will be hearing none other than Pastor Prophetess Bird will have the prayer, and I didn't really put anybody down for no introduction because most of you probably heard me anyway, so if I did, I would have. If I change my mind, I have Alicia probably to do just maybe a minute or two just for that. But in the meantime, we're going to listen now to Sister Rachel with our scripture reading out of Psalms.
Praise the Lord, everybody. Give greetings to the Lord who's first in my life and to our to Pastor BJ for everything that she does, even though she don't feel good. She pushed through. She's such a encourager. I just had to say that. So we're coming from Psalms 27 tonight, verse 1, and then we're going to drop down to verse 13 and 14. Starting at verse 27, verse 1 in Psalms, the Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is my strength of my life. Whom shall I be afraid? Verse 13. I had fainted unless I had believed to see the goodness of the Lord. Lord, in the land of the living. 14, wait on the Lord. Be of good courage, and he shall strengthen thy heart and wait, I say, on the Lord. Amen. Glory to God.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Father, we do praise you and honor you tonight. We thank you for this meeting of the saints, God. We thank you as we come together as one, as we gather on this line tonight, that we come in anticipation, Father God, of receiving something from you, dear God. We thank you, Father God, for blessing each of us during the week and allowing us to be here tonight. We thank you for off tonight. We thank you for the woman of God, Father God, who prays without ceasing. We thank you for this woman of God that stands, Father God, and she prays for others. And she also stands in that gap, God, for a lot of people. So we bless her tonight as she comes before your people, God, to bring forth the bread of life. As she comes before the people, Father God, to bring that word, God, that you have dropped in her spirit. I pray in the name of Jesus as she comes forth that we receive that word, God, into our hearing, and that that word, God, go into our hearts. And we not just be listeners to the word, God, but we also be doers of the word. And I thank you for her tonight as she come forth with that anointing, God, and that that word will not go out void, but it will go out and bring back what it went out for in the name of Jesus. And God, as you stated before, that her sinuses and is bothering her right now, but we cancel that assignment of Satan in the name of Jesus. She'll get stronger and stronger as she speaks, and that word will come forth with clarity. So, God, we bless her now, and we bless that voice, and we say that she is healed and whole in Jesus' name. It's in your precious name we pray. Amen.
Praise be unto the Most High God. We give glory and honor and thank God for the reading of the scripture and the word. Glory to God that came forth in the prayer. As we come before your presence now, God, as we give you honor and glory, we thank you that the word is already anointed. We pray that for my ears and eyes to be open in the spirit to hear what thus said the Lord, to move accordingly and how you say in Jesus' name. Of course, a particular page, I just want it. All of a sudden, it's disappear out of sight. Bless the Lord. Just even just want to give you the breakdown of what I was saying on the waiting on the promises of the Lord. Amen. Praise God. That's what's been in my spirit for a couple of weeks. And sharing, I mean, he was sharing some things back and forth. And of course, I wrote a book one week, and then another time looking at some other things here and there. So. Probably got off track a little bit because so much when it comes to God's word to get you excited. But we're going to try to see if we can mandate this, manage the system here while I'm trying to keep that up and get the word going tonight. Well, praise the Lord. Like I said, the topic that I've been in my spirit for the longest, it'll have some other things tied in it with, of course, faith is going to be the foundation of anything we do with the Lord. And so, I will probably be reading more than trying to, you know, stay focused on what I have before me. But I'm going to read this part right here that I wrote. It says, the more we feed the, you know, there's two natures, and you know, the spiritual man and the natural man. And so the man that we always hear me say that the one that you feed is the one that rules the house, and we want us, we should be feeding our spirit man and building ourselves up in our most holy faith in the Lord and giving ourselves over unto the Lord. So that means in denying this flesh and getting the word in us and building our relationship with him, having an ear to hear and obey the spirit and rightly dividing the word of truth, walking in forgiveness, walking in love, then so forth, the more the manifestation of the anointing will come forth. And it says the more you feed it and you pray, the Lord will open up your eyes of understanding so you might behold the wondrous things out of the word. And when you pray, read the word and study the word and meditate on the word and discuss the word in others, begin to magnify glory to God. The more and more that we share the word and glory to God, be in a setting, glory to God, of a leadership, glory to God, with teaching in the word of God. And as we continue to discuss the word and grow thereby and whatever, and get it in our spirit, then the more and more glory to God, God will be magnified in our life, the more and more power we have to bind up the hand of the enemy and put him to flight, glory to God, and our life will be more transformed into the image of Christ. Praise the Lord. And one thing is, so far, while we are walking this walk, we know that one of the MOs of the devil is John 10:10 says, fear not for I'm, no, I'm sorry, I'm looking at fear, what I'm getting ready to speak on too. John 10:10 says, that the enemy came to steal, kill, and destroy, but I came to give you life and life more abundantly. And in order to have that abundant life, those are things we just spoken of what we're going to have to do to get that, but it's obeying the Spirit of the Lord. But in the meantime, the Bible tells us that that fear, that he has not given us the spirit of fear, but power, love, and of a sound mind. And fear not, in Isaiah 41:10, it says, fear not, fear not is a command, and it says, I read that it said it's the most repeated command in the Bible, probably because we have more trouble with all the fears than we do with anything else. Because of the different stages in life, there are fearful situations you will experience every new level stage of life. There are new things you have never encountered or encountered before, and so it frightens us. So realize in the midst of God telling us this command over and over and over again, fear not, all change involves loss. We grieve for a moment for the loss of the familiar and so begin to fear the unknown and the territories we're going into. Okay, just give me a little bit of time on this here. Pages sticking together. Okay, and it says, fear not, 41 of Isaiah 41:10. When you believe God, you stop fearing. God has a reminder of not us at times to over and over again, fear not. God's greatest desire is for us to believe him. And you said in Hebrews 11:6, it says, faith is the only thing that pleases him. And so when we diligently seek him, he said he'll reward us. Praise God. So in the midst of glory to God, we got to believe him through faith. Believe the Lord your God, and you shall be established. Believe him and not prove him. Believe him. Scripture, how shall the belief on him in whom they have not believed, how shall they believe in whom they have not heard? How shall they hear without a preacher? It's about getting us to believe him. When you believe God, stop fearing, because you know God is with you, and glory to God, he's our salvation. He is, glory to God, our salvation is not predicated on it is predicated on believing God. And we have to know, glory to God, when we have faith in God and we strive, glory to God, for him to be first in our life and seeking first the kingdom of God and putting, glory to God, the enemy to flight and believing what God's word says, regardless of what the enemy say or do, we got to stay focused and stand on his word and not be moved. Praise God. We know, glory to God, in his word, he says, your faith follows your focus. So whatever we focus on and meditate on more, it'll turn around and cause us, if it's not on the Lord and on his word, it will cause us to bring in doubt, unbelief, fearfulness, anxieties, and all that. And that is definitely part of the enemy's MO. If he can get us distracted and away from what God's word is saying and standing on it and walking in faith, then how are you going to be able to wait on the Lord and be of good courage? As the scripture said, he says, wait on the Lord and be of good courage. He will strengthen our heart. But we cannot, glory to God, be double-minded. One minute we are in faith, one minute glory to God, when challenges or trial come, then we're walking in doubt and unbelief. We're walking in fear, because he already told us in his word, a double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. So in order for us to be stable, we're going to have to take on his word in spite of no matter how fierce the enemy comes in, no matter how many times, glory to God, he come up against us and things that he said. If we believe God, what his word said, and his word is not, when his word go out, it's not, glory to God, going to go out void. It's going to accomplish whatever he said. When we build ourselves up to the point to remembering what he brought us out of, and not only our testimony, but others around us, and get to a point that we learn to rest and trust in the Lord with all our heart and lean not to our own understanding, then we can get to that place, glory to God, that even no matter when the enemy comes in like a flood, I believe God, he's going to raise up that standard. Romans 8:28, he's going to work all things together for the good for those that love the Lord and called according to his purpose. We got to make sure what we allow him to get in our ear gates and in our eye gates as well, because those manipulating spirits will also cause us to deviate. And if we are not to the point where we are made of our mind that I'm really going to trust God, then after all these little voices and feelings and emotions and all of that will come into play and cause us to be in that place where we're missing waiting on the promises of God. And if his word said it, it's settled already when he said it. Now, am I going to believe it? Am I going to believe his report, or I'm going to let the dictation or the manipulation of what the circumstances and situation is, glory to God, enticing me to do or provoking me to do or agitating me to do? In the name of Jesus. Okay, Lord, there we go. Praise God. That's why you have to be careful about what you are listening to, watching the news, in the time, reading the stats, listening to the doctor's report, looking at the economy, looking at what's going on, glory to God, and even glory at the businesses, what's going on in my body, what's going on in the house, what's going on, all these negative reports and things, glory to God, that go on. We're not saying that we're excusing and dismissing, glory to God, but we got to remember to guard our hearts with all diligence. We got to fill our spirit up with the word of God. We got to be in a point that we trust God no matter what. And fear may come, but he will say, cast those cares. And he say, fear not. He's commanded us not to fear, recognizing who I am, that you don't allow these things to take over and you succumb to the things, glory to God, that are going on around you. So the more and more God bless us through a testimony or our brothers, our sisters, or whatever, and we overcome by the, you know, the testimony, the blood of the Lamb, the more and more we build ourselves up and keep building ourselves up. Like that situation that came up the other day, and I was thinking about it, that mule, that the man's mule had fell in the well and so forth like this. And so since he couldn't get him out, he said he would just go ahead and, you know, I guess bury him. He just throw dirt down. And the scenario is the fact that as more he threw the dirt down, the mule was packing it up under his feet. Packing, before you know it, he was up on top ground. And so in the name of Jesus, when these trials and tribulations come, remembering what God has already done, what he promised in his word, looking back over God in the word from the foundation of the word all the way up to even when Jesus came on the scene, the things he done did in others' lives, in our lives, in our brothers and sisters' lives, and whatever else, building ourselves up and remember who God is, staying connected, glory, divinely connected to the vine, the word of God, Jesus Christ, for our brothers and sisters that are full of the word of God, full of the anointing, full of truth, and walking in obedience to the word of God, making sure you have the whole armor of God on too, and making sure you learning how to use those weapons that he's given, because what good is it like me to have the key to the car out there, and then you know how to drive, but you're scared to drive it. Oh, you have it and you don't know how to drive. Oh, so we need, glory to God, one another, but we need to also focus on whatever it takes, glory to God, for me to stay connected to the lifeline of Jesus Christ in his word. So that way when a certain trials come and situations, I can be able to wait on the Lord, causing his promise, and stand on what his word, waiting on the promises of the Lord, and know, glory to God, it will be fulfilled. It may not come in the timing that I think, but God's timing is always on course. If we can look at, glory to God, Daniel, when Daniel, glory to God, prayed, it has in the scripture that, well, not on that, I got ahead of myself, the scripture before me, but when Daniel, glory to God, prayed for 21 days, the Lord had to let him know through an angel that I heard you the first day, but the prince of Persia had held up, glory to God, to answer, so Michael had to come on the scene to fight, glory to God, to release that, glory to God, that answer. So some things, glory to God, just cause it's a delay does not mean it's a denial. Some things, glory to God, are going on in the background. Sometimes it may be a hindrance from the enemy. Other times it may be some things God wants to work some things out of us because we're not really ready, glory to God, to get the fullness or whatever that is. And some things, glory to God, is on a time cycle. When you get ready, I mean, when a person having a baby, that baby's not going to come out just because, okay, the seed is in there and started growing the first trimester and this and that, and because you're longer than waiting for the baby that, you know, whatever, and it comes. It has to go through a development stage. It has to go through a process and whatever like this right here so it can come out, glory to God, at the appointed time with the full trimester of the growth and all of this right here. You're baking a cake or a roast and whatever like this. You don't put it in there for 15, 20 minutes and take it back out and whatever like this. It can be, even if you cook it and it's brown on there, all on the outside in about 30 minutes or whatever like this, right? Inside can be raw and not ready, or the cake fall or whatever. It's a process to things. And some things, glory to God, as believers, you ought to think that we will be waiting and, glory to God, ready, glory to God, to accept whatever God's timing on things, but we get ahead of him. The Bible says, seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. Everything else will be added. He has a time, glory to God, of everything. And he says in his word, whatever he promised, his word is not it will not go out void, and he's not a God that he shall lie. And he's not slack concerning his promises as man counts light. But we have a part, praise God, in this too. Amen. Where am I? Praise the Lord. But I don't know. Bless the Lord. So fear not, because fear has torment. So whenever you become fearful, shift your focus. You have to have the ability to pivot, shift your focus. Whenever you become fearful, it is not a matter if, you know, that there's going to be a trial or there's going to be a situation that occur. There are going to be trials and tribulations because Jesus said in his word, so there'll be trials and tribulations, but be of good cheer. I've overcome the world. He done let us know it's over many of the afflictions of the righteous, but he delivers out of them all. He's encouraging our heart because greater is he on the inside of us, and he said he'll never leave us nor forsake us. So there are going to be things that are going to occur. But God said, I'll work it around for your good. I'll make the crooked path straight. Look to me as often to finish your faith. Look to the hills which come into your help, realizing that your help comes from us. Lean not to your own understanding and trust in me with all your heart, and lean not to your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge me, and I'll direct your path. Praise the Lord. So things will come. We got to make sure that we don't allow the enemy, glory to God, to be in that place to always trying to manipulate our life. And we got to make sure, am I walking in forgiveness? Am I walking in love? What has my attitude? And we want altitude when the attitude is holding us back, because the fact is we're not walking the way God wants us to. And just like the word of God said, the race is not given to the swift nor the strong, but those that endure to the end. And you know that scenario with this turtle and the torso and whatever like this, and the turtle, you know, just steady pace, just steady straight on the pace. Didn't deviate one way, didn't go to the left, didn't go to, and the rabbit, when you look at the little thing when they race, it's like he's bouncing around and running ahead and stepping back and coming back and leaning to the, look over there, looking over there, looking around, doing whatever. Before you know it, all this procrastination and going on, before you know it, the slowest one was the one that crossed the line. It was too late for the catch up to say, turn back around and win the race. But one thing and so forth like this right here, one thing that one of the ministers, I don't know what Mother McCullough said, but anyway, all of us are in a race, and whatever, like when it comes to just a race in the natural and so forth, like one gets the prize or whatever. When it comes to all of us, we all get an opportunity to get our crown or in the race to win, and we may be at different times in life, but the main field is crossing over to get there and accomplish what God says so that we can be well done, my good and faithful servant. There are going to be times trials going to come up and situations going to come up in our lives to make it look like we're not making any progress, and what's the use? Because the enemy got all kind of voices out there and situations, and sometimes our own voice can get us in the way. If we are not in a place of faith and really trusting God, we'll get caught up in our feelings and our emotions. Even people of faith, we will come out and say, the Lord has said, God has shown me a dream or a vision. We start speaking it by faith, and when circumstances and reality start hitting us in the face, then we go from Superman to Clark Kent again. Then we start dealing with our own fears. Then the Lord has to put us back into remembrance and so forth like that. Fear not, and so forth, to let us know that he has not given us the spirit of fear. Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. Yea, I will strengthen thee. Yea, I will help thee. Yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. When fear grips you, shift your focus. When Peter got out of the boat, fear gripped him, and he started focusing on the winds and waves. Now, it was some things going on already, but for some reason he lost his focus. But he had to shift his focus back to Jesus. The moment he shifted his focus back to Jesus, he was able to get his hand in Jesus' hand, and he lifted him up, and I will hold you with my right hand. Isn't that marvelous? Even though he got distracted, he had to build himself up enough in faith to say, when he said, Jesus, is that you? Or bid me come. And so all Jesus said was come. And he stepped out on the word and walked on the water on the word. And really, he walked on the faith of the word and knowing that, you know, that was the Lord. And so Jesus did it. He believed by faith. And so when he got there, and even though the boisterous winds and all that right there distracted him, he was still so close that all Jesus had to do was reach his hands out and that close. And, you know, that's a blessing for to be able to have that kind of relationship and to be into a place and so forth like this that, you know what, when the enemy does come to try to bring fear or distract us, you can immediately come to your essay, come to yourself and recognize, wait a minute, to take authority of remembering who you are, whose you are, and taking that authority to put the enemy to flight and being able to touch, and then the mercy of God, the blessing there to be so close. And the other thing and so forth, like this said, if we be so close to the blessings of the Lord, just thinking about another scenario in a different way, to be so close and accomplish so much in life, and people now allowing the cares of this life, the things they're going through, causing them, glory to God, to get nonchalant and get complacent and get hypocritical and going back all out into the world and trying to serve God and serve the Lord and glory to God up here perpetrating the fraud. And he'd already told us, you know, the enemy deceived us, because he'd already told us you can't serve the two masters. You're going to either hate one and love the other one. You can't even, glory to God. And he done told us about even for falling in love with money. Money is the love of money is the root of all you, not the money, because we're going to need money to finance and glory our future or our destiny or whatever, but to loving it and whatever, putting anything and everything before the Lord at this hour and this time in life. And people getting so caught up, glory to God, and just the cares of this life and the prestige, the power struggles, the money, glory to that name dropping and all kind of foods. I got to build the biggest efforts. I got to get a plane. I got to have a limousine. I got to have, you know, bodyguards and this, that, and the show. You let the angels do their job, because we got these natural men with them being the bodyguard. Oh, and so forth, glory to God, caught up in and just doing whatever appease the flesh, and then want to put attach God's name on the end of it. And then the distractions cause many, glory to God, to be falling away from the faith, because they see people that they once were standing so strong in the Lord, now they're compromising and doing things and back into the world and all this right here. How in the world are we going to win the loss at any cost? And we can't make up our mind to stand together and stop busybodying and sowing discords and fighting one another and using our tongue as a weapon, like, glory to God, to commit murder and all kinds of stuff. And just the abuse that goes on. The men, glory to God, that's supposed to be men of God, teaching and preaching the word, people getting saved, but in the house they're whipping, they're beating on their wives and beating on their children, coming back with a face, and glory to God, and just so many things that God is not pleased in. We're sitting on one side of the church, and on the other end of the pew, or on the other side, you ain't speaking to that one. Put on the front and face, glory to God, the churches can't even fellowship with one another, because we don't go in this, under the same organization and whatever like this, because they're mad with this pastor, or this one mad with whatever happened over here. That is foolishness. The house and kingdom divided against itself cannot stand. How we're going to be able to wait on the Lord and his promises to manifest, because he already told us in forgiveness. If we don't forgive, then he said the Father won't forgive us. How are we going to try to work over what, glory to God, and think we can dismiss what God's word says and make it work for us how we want to? Praise the Lord. It's a time like never before. We got to get focused and look up to him as the author and the finisher of our faith, and deny this flesh, kill this flesh off. He done told us if your enemy hunger, glory to God, give him food. If he thirst, give him water. You don't even want to do that for your own brother, sister. How in the world are you going to graduate to how much you do it for the enemy? But you know what? The devil have some people's minds so deceived. Sometimes they'll do for the world in some things and won't do for your own in the body of Christ. Oh, God. God sees everything and knows all things. And how are we going to look for him to say, well done, my good and faithful servant, end to end? Be like them foolish virgins. Five was wise and five was foolish. Glory to God. And then once, glory to God, all had oil when they started out. But the wise one made sure they had their backup. You can't give them nothing until somebody's going to run and get depleted and then think that you can go right and run and get everything right just in time, just before the closing of the door. Oh, my God, help us like never before to know it's a time like never before to get anchored and get our hearts and minds right, glory to God, so we can receive the promises of the Lord that he has right here in the earth realm. He want to do that exceedingly abundantly above more than you can think, acts, bless us on our behalf, but it can't be so if we got hindrances and stuff like this, and we're not striving for the fullness of what God wants done. We can't do it on a part-time basis. Praise the Lord. Amen. I know I've been jumping all over the place here, because right now, in order to keep myself together, to keep my head, praise the Lord, we're going to keep it moving. What fear engages the principle of magnification, that whatever you focus on gets the bigger? And that means, like, you know, if it's the flesh or the glory of sin or whatever like this, but if we focus on him and magnify his word and magnify, glory to God, who he is and what he said, oh, my God, the blessings, glory to God, that will be received, and how God can bless and move Glory to God. Whatever we focus on, the more, glory to God. We don't say that's the one that's going to rule the house. Let me just skip over and get a couple of little things I need to get in here before time, well, my time is up. Praise the Lord. I hope you can see that whatever you have locked up, locked down, if you put the water of the word on it, if you can put the word, put the water of the word on it, it will cut through and break every chain, destroy the yoke, glory to God, and unlock blessings, visions, dreams, and whatever you believe in God for, in the marriage, the home, the glory to God, the job, the ministry, the business, or whatever. Praise God. And we can just stand on his word and hold fast to that and let God sanctify us through his word and learn how to use the weapons that he has given us in the name of Jesus. Thank God for the washing of the word in the name of Jesus. Let me skip over here and praise the Lord. All right, it says Proverbs 16:9, a man's heart plans his ways, but the Lord directs his steps. You can't establish anything that has not been first directed. Even though we make plans, God directs our steps. And you know the word of God says the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. Some of the Lord's greatest blessings to us is unanswered prayers. Because when you were carnal in the world, or even glory to God, even as a babe in the Lord, you asked God for something and for stuff that wasn't good for you. When you are asking God for something outside of his will for you, when you look at people, not everything that looks good to you is good. Praise the Lord. We found out very quickly sometimes when we, glory to God, ask for some things and so forth like this, and if we had got that answer that we had wanted, all the destruction and the things and all the traps and snares that the enemy had set up for us. And then other times, glory to God, when we push to still get it done, we, glory to God, suffer so much when we don't allow God to order ourselves. So keep our minds, glory to God, in a place where we let God order our steps. And when we do make a mistake, let us run to the rock that's high enough. Let us be able to do what 1 John says. Let us confess our sins, and he's faithful and just to forgive us and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Our God is a promise keeper. However, because we all have had people break their promises to us and have been broken, some of the promises we have made, we often expect the same with God. But our God is not a man that he should lie, and he is not slack concerning his promises. The way we think can put us in a bad position. The devil will put you in a low place. Things that can and will or have happened to us, we have to recognize who we are as a child of the King, and glory to God, and remember and stand on the word for God to bless and turn the things back around that he will get glory out and give favor. And remember when David, glory to God, David and Jonathan were like covenant brothers and whatever. So when Saul and Jonathan had died on the battlefield, later on, David had said, came to the kingship, he said, there is one in the household of Jonathan or Saul or whatever that he was going to show favor concerning after the covenant he had with Jonathan. And it was Mephibosheth. I can't pronounce his name right today because I'm getting tired tongue, but Mephibosheth, his nurse, something was going on with, I can't remember whether it was a war or what, but anyway, the nurse had dropped him, and so his feet became club feet and so forth, so he was down in Lodabar. He's going to get it right. Y'all ones out there that didn't know anything about it, you know how to say the word correctly. I'll get a Lodabar. But anyway, Lodabar, that's what it is. And by him being there and so forth, he did find him, and David wanted to bring him to the king's table. And so he called himself, he looked at himself look down on itself and saying him as being like a dead dog and whatever. And you have to think sometimes the circumstance, the situation that we be in, the enemy will turn back around and have you feeling the lowest about yourself and thinking, glory to God, nothing matters, according to how what circumstance you've been in, whether it was been some abuse or rape or whether it's been somebody, a bad relationship or marriage or that got dissolved or things, all things that happen in ministry or things that happen in business, all kinds of things, and the enemy are just getting off, just things in life and just trying to make, glory to God, ends meet and just the pressure of life and so forth, and cause people to look down, and they can't look up. They done got saved, got filled with the Spirit of the Lord, have the highs and lows, and sometimes they just can't seem, after some tragedy or something happened or grief, they can't seem to get back focused to look up and recognize who they are and who God called them to be, and that God has a plan for them, according to Jeremiah 29:11. I know the plans I have for you, they're for good and not for evil, to give you that expected and to bless you and to prosper you and give you a future. But in the meantime, thank God for David bringing him, glory to God, to his table. There, God has a way, even at your lowest point. God has a plan for our lives, and you know, we don't never know who's watching us or what plans he has for our future or what he has for our destiny, because wherever we are, our history does not determine our destiny. And we got to remember, glory to God, who we belong to, that God has a plan. Praise God. It says, so sometimes we pray according to how our flesh and emotions, and remember that sometimes can be ridiculous prayers. When some of us are praying for someone to when somebody can pray for somebody to divorce their spouse, so that they can marry him, you know that's a ridiculous prayer. And even sometimes people will take the word and say, the Bible says, delight thyself in the Lord, and I'll give you the desires of your heart. And somebody will take the light off, and I remember a young man doing that many years ago, taking the word off and had such a desire and so forth like this. I'm not going to mention who it was, but she probably know as I'm saying it. But anyway, that this person wanted to marry him so bad that he would turn back around, God will give me the desires of my heart. And trying to get into that individual's mind, the young man, that God says, you delight in me, and I will give you the desires of my heart. That means, glory to God, our desire will be coming into alignment with what God's will is for our lives, not to turn back around and you enforce your desires on somebody else, because I want to have you as my china doll, or just want to have you as my treasure. God going to go against that individual's will to turn back around and give you what you want. And then in another situation with a ridiculous prayer, you're going to want that because you want to lust after somebody else, husband or wife. You want God to bless and to, you, by, and that's not a blessing because he's not going to do that. But anyway, that's your mindset of the enemy, deceive you to think that you're going to divorce. You know, he's going to cause them to break up that family so he can connect back with you. That's nothing but lust. But nevertheless, praise God. Romans 8:28. Of course, we know that God will work all things together for our good, and praise the Lord. And Romans 8:26. Sometimes we don't know what to pray for as we ought. And in a session, the will of God, God will take our God will take. What you done wrote? Well, anyway, God will take. God will bless. As we don't know what we are to pray for, and we pray, glory to God, through the Spirit, and so forth, the Spirit will know what to make intercessions on our behalf, glory to God, when we don't know what to pray for. Prayer is not when you want, not what you want. You get what you want. It's always on, God is always on time. We will fight our battle. He will fight our battle. You must be dressed for the battle at all times with the armor of God on, glory to God, in the name of Jesus. Perseverance. Pray about your situation. Glory to God. No matter how painful, glory to God, it is, and no matter what's going on, just believe God. Glory to God that He will bless and bring you through and cause you to be overcomer and triumph. But when you really love the Lord and have a true relationship, you won't allow the devil and his plots and plans and schemes to track you down and keep you from the presence of God. You will persist and pursue in the name of Jesus and be determined. And you got to speak and decree it, clear the word. You can't be speaking what your situation is and meditating what your problem is and go over there. Some people will meditate on their problems more than God, and their problem become an idol. Just like with anything else you meditate on life, it becomes an idol in your life. You don't want to hear it, but it's true, because anything that's throughout come before him, and so forth, like, does become an idol, because he always said he's a jealous God, and he'll have no other God before him. So if we spend all this time, instead of doing what he said Psalms 1, meditating on his word day and night, and like he told Joshua and so forth, to be of good courage a few times, and then he told him and stuff like this about meditating on his word, on his law, and so forth, and how he will have good success. Meditating on his word. And anything else we meditate on, that becomes like, because we're spending so much time meditating on his word, building ourselves up in our most holy faith in his word, on his promises, on his truth, and opening up us when we find out what his promises is and go over to God and seeking out his face, then we can recognize more what the trick of the enemy is and what our flesh is saying to us in the name of Jesus. Praise God. There will be challenges, trials, and tribulations. As Jesus said, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. I will be with you always. Trust in me, according to Proverbs 3 and 5. Have faith. Study the word. Pray, obey, and be led by the Spirit. Deny this flesh. Forgiveness is also a key. There is safety in the multitude of counsel. Forsake not the assembly of the saints. Walk in the authority God gave you without doubt and fear. God can't lie. His word will never fail. You have power to bind, to loose, and the power, glory to God, against the enemy. And, of course, you know what's Chronicles 7:14, if my people. Praise the Lord. There is power in the name of Jesus, and he gave us power after the Holy Spirit came. As we receive it, we can walk in that authority if we only believe. Prerequisite, trust, believe, have faith, walk in forgiveness in Christ Jesus, praying and obey, study his word. John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, whosoever believes in him shall not perish but have everlasting life. Remember that you're bought with a price and you're no more your own. And then what it says in Romans 12:1, I beseech you therefore, brothers, by the mercy of God, that you present your body a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto the Lord, which is your reasonable service. So there's something that we got to do, is deny this flesh and glory to God, find ourselves yielding to his spirit so we can transform us over into the image of God. We got to serve that one master, not two. Praise God. Amen. Can you hear him speaking, calling us up higher? What is Jesus saying to you? Can you hear me now? Glory to God. Can you hear him speaking to you on your one-on-one, or when the preacher is preaching, or when you're in a conference, when you're in your bedroom, wherever you may be, when the Spirit of the Lord, or can you hear it all, or do you don't give him time to speak, or you just bring your laundry list to him, and glory to God, or bring your complaints, and glory to God, and your murmuring, and all this, and you want him to bless and move? When is your trust and faith going to believe that no matter, he's my protector? He's my shield and my buckler. He is, glory to God, my provider. Glory to God, the provisions are being made to him. He's our source. We have a job and other money's coming. That's a resource, but he is our source. Oh, glory to God, he's our comforter through the Holy Spirit. He's a teacher leading God. He knows, glory to God, what's best for us. How many of us are grieving the Spirit and overriding him and think that we ought to? Somewhere or another, no matter how, glory to God, anointed we are, no matter how many years we've been saved, 20, 30, 40, 50, 60, 70 years, glory to God, whatever your titles, the apostle, the prophet, glory to God, and you the bishop, this, that, and the other. But no matter what, the enemy don't care nothing about none of these titles, not y'all either, but he have a purpose for them, but he don't care nothing, because there's a lot, glory to God, got the titles, got the anointing in their lives, and sometimes, glory to God, they're yielding to the Spirit, sometimes they're not. But when the enemy looking is for any avenue I can get in, any time I can come in, and what profits us to work so hard doing the will of the Lord and allow some things down the road after all that time invested and deviate off the path and find ourselves on Hollywood Boulevard, and you might not make it back. Bless the Lord. What voice are you hearing, listening to? Jesus said, my sheep know my voice, and a stranger it will not follow. And we can't do this and hear God and bless him and move over here, but this over here you don't like, and you're handling things and still yet turn back around, but you can be feeding the hungry, you can be able to pay in your tithes, and you can be over here sharing and doing this, that, and other, but you got this bad temper. And turn back around, have the audacity to cuss and say, go over to God, God understands. He said, he know my heart. Yeah, he says, deceitfully wicked. Who can know it? God wants us to have clean hands, clean hearts. We can't make excuses for the foolishness. We ought to be striving more and more. Get this thing out of me. This was I was a cuss in the world, and this, that, and the other. Never. God is not listening to that, because some of this stuff right here can be a hindrance and causing other people to stumble in the name of Jesus. Some things and stuff like this, we may be doing everything right and riding down the road, doing Hawaiian rolls right through the lights and this, that, and the other. I've known the situation in Georgia, when that would turn back around, this prophet was just about to win this young man over, globally out unto the Lord or whatever, and seeing so many things he hadn't seen in others' lives and following him home, you know, when we leave in church, this, that, and the other, and start seeing more of him running through the lights and doing a Hawaiian roll. And he's saying, if you're obeying them, all of us supposed to obey the laws of life. So he's saying, like, well, then if he's doing that, what else is he doing? So that's just a stumbling block. And I mean, we got to be careful, because the Bible even tells us we're supposed to obey the laws of life. We're not supposed to give him no place to the enemy. That can be something where somebody say minute, but who knows how many people watching that. We got to walk right. We're perfect in Christ Jesus, but we ought to be striving more and more that they see the Christ in us more and more in anything and everything we do. How we talk to one another, how we speak to each other, how we handle situations and so forth like this, going to make a lot of difference. Okay, we've got to wind it down now. Matthew 6:33, seek the Lord. Glory to God. So first the kingdom of God, but also we need to seek the Lord while he may be found. Never let the world define who you are, not to get your net worth and your status. Praise the Lord, your job or position. Let not, glory to God, be manipulated by those things of what people, glory to God, think or say of you. Let's make sure that whatever we're doing, that God is pleased in what we say and what we do. Your body expressions, your thoughts, and sometimes the way we express, glory to God, not saying words and whatever, we offend and do things and stuff like this too, that God is not pleased, our behavior, glory to God. And sometimes we don't think that matters, but it does. Amen. But in the meantime, let's bring it on in. Waiting on the promises of the Lord. Psalms 27:14. Why do the Lord ask us to wait? Sometimes we give into the weight, tired, frustrated, anxiety, anxiousness, overwhelmed with waiting. Days turn into weeks, weeks turns into years, but yet God keeps the faith. Focus on the promise. Study the word, meditate, pray, worship, and obey. God allows us to wait for many different reasons. God gives his people a promise, and it takes years to happen in some cases. Sometimes he is working some things out in us, preparing, developing, maturing us for others for the blessings. Although it doesn't make sense in our eyes, stay focused. God always has a reason for allowing time to pass before fulfilling the word, the promise. God, Jesus always proved it was worth the wait. God wants us to depend on him like our natural food. The word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my pathway, which is glory to God in Psalms 119. Ephesians 20. Now unto him that is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we can ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us. Praise the Lord. To him be glory in the church by Jesus. Faith come by hearing, and hearing the word of God. Romans 10:17. Proverbs 4:23 says we should guard our hearts with all diligence, because out of them flows the issues of life. The scripture implies that whatever we allow to enter our hearts, if not examined and evaluated properly, will undoubtedly be expressed in our lives and in our actions. So we do have to make sure that we watch with our eye gates, ear gates, what we're allowing, as it says, stated earlier, guard our hearts with all diligence. Waiting on the promises, remember that when it was God inspired, remember when Abraham and Sarah, he told them about the promised child, it took 25 years. And praise the Lord, doesn't mean all the things that I'm saying don't mean it'll take that long, but it's some things that we done had to wait on for a while when God promised, and some things we're on the brink of getting, but sometimes delays happen it's not a denial, but there's sometimes some delays happen when we deviate off the path and we push things back. It either get canceled or, glory to God, it get delayed. But in the meantime, Abraham, glory to God, was 25 years, and while they were waiting on the promise, and of course there was some testing and trying time in between that, but the promise did come to pass of that promised child, Isaac. 25 years, glory to God. Joseph, 13 years for this dream to be manifested out. All the things that he went through from the starting out, glory to God, from his brother's jealousy and throwing him in the pit, and from the pit, glory to God, to prison, from prison, glory to God, in the Potiphar's house, and then the lying woman, glory to God, wanted to lay with him, and he was refusing and ran out of his jacket, and then she lied on him. He had to go back to prison, but then from that and the dreams that went forth, glory to God, from the baker and the cupbearer, and then from that point on, he ended up, glory to God, with a dream for the manifestation of revelation that God gave him, glory to God, for Pharaoh, and the Lord bless you, the second in command. And so in the midst of that 12 years, God, I mean not 12 years, 13 years, for that to come to pass, the woman with the issue of blood, glory to God, she could have been stoned to death. She done went through all that, and then she finally said, I'm going, glory to God, I'm going to touch the hem of Jesus. I obviously heard about, glory to God, him being a healer. So even in that time, she had exhausted everything. But in the meantime, if my life on the line, whatever it takes, I don't have to touch him. Just let me touch his garment. So even in the process, if I got to get killed in the process or beat down or stoned to death, I'm going to make it. And her purpose in her heart to make it. And God bless and heal the woman with the issue of blood. Glory to God, waiting on the promise. Glory to God, here it was, the man in the pool of Bethesda, 38 years, waiting and waiting, want to be thrown in the pool and whatever. And then somebody else go in before him when Jesus asked him did about his healing and so forth. But in the meantime, God bless. After the 38 years, God bless, and the miracle was worked. Glory to God, bind, bottom, mind, made us. I didn't have it down here, but in the meantime and so forth, I just being able to, when Jesus passing by, miracles, 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 all waiting on the promise, but we don't even know, glory to God, sometimes even when the person, some looking for the promise, other ones just got that exceedingly bully above blessing, glory to God, no more than they could even thought or asked that would come to pass for their lives. David, glory, anointed as a teenager. It took 15 years for him to become the king. Hannah, 14 years waiting on her son, Samuel. And then when she did, glory to God, of all the ridicule the other wife did, and glory to how much her husband did love her, so far this, and she still prayed and went to the temple, and God blessed when she decided that, you know what, I'm going to give it back to him. My heart was, you know what, I just want this son, and when I turned him over to the Lord, God blessed the woman that ended up having three sons and okay, two daughters and stuff like that, even after all of that, after she gave Samuel, glory to God, back to the Lord, and then the temple for Eli to be the caretaker. Moses, 40 years, and Rebecca waited 20 years. Glory to God. That's another story about the birth of Jacob and Esau, when God already gave her instructions. But sometimes we take matters in our own hands, but that's another story since time has passed, and we're not going to go through that. But anyway, we must concentrate, glory to God, on the promise, not on the time, so we can stay focused and, glory to God, have the faith to wait patiently on the Lord. Waiting, waiting. The action of staying where one is delayed, delaying action until a particular time or until something else happens. A spirituality of waiting, being alert to God's presence in our lives. Patience says we are faithfully trusting in the Lord's timing, not our own. Wait for the Lord to be in the midst of the storms. Glory to God. Let your heart take courage. Wait for the Lord. Praise God. God gives promises. Sometimes takes years to manifest, but it shall come to pass. God is faithful, and his word will not go out void. We must be covenant keepers, not covenant breakers. Waiting on the Lord is not only difficult sometimes. It seems impossible. We want things to happen in our own timing, according to our plan, but God doesn't operate on our schedule. And expecting that he will set ones up for disappointment. Waiting on God means going without answers to pray, wondering why the wicked seems to be having desires. Wait a minute now. Waiting on God means going without answers to pray and wondering why the wicked seem to prosper, having desires delayed and hope deferred. God has a greater perspective of life's events, and his perspective plans and schedules are perfect and holy because he is perfect and holy. As for God, his ways are perfect. Praise God. Bless the Lord. And so matter what, in Psalm 37, fret not thyself as evil doers. Glory to God, they soon shall be cut off. He don't want us concentrating on, oh, why the devil seem to be prospering us. That's a distraction. We got to stay focused on God. Got his timing and his seasons and his reasons, glory to God, when he manifests in our life. He just wants us to have the faith to know, glory to God, to trust him, and glory to God, be like even the father Abraham, when, glory to God, there was a situation that occurred a couple of times where his faith is to believe God beyond, glory to God, what he see. Even when he was sacrificing Isaac, glory to God, he said, me and the lad going up, but we're coming back. So if he had to slice and dice, no matter what, you promised this child, and therefore we believe in coming back. So even he took him all the way through, glory to God, the process, about to, glory to God, to do the sacrifice, and Lord had the angel and stuff, I just have him the halt. There's a ram over there in the bush. So in the midst of it all, and whatever like this, he said, there's nothing between me and thee. How about us? Is what is between us? Is it the children? Is it the husband? Is it the wife? Is it the job? Is your education? Or go over there, your status? Is it this, that, and the other? What is it that is holding us not to be able to, holding us up for not to have the fulfillment of glory to God, waiting on the promises of God? What is distracting us? What is causing us, glory, to deviate off the path? What is causing us to be angry and frustrated, and glory, causing some stuff to be delayed or some things to be pushed back, glory to God? And these are some of the things that we get. It's the timing that we're looking for instead of waiting on God to do it, because when he does it, it's well done. Praise God. Getting ready to close. If God is God's ways is perfect, then we can trust that whatever he does and whatever he's timing, his timing is always perfect. The promises of God are clear on this matter. In waiting on God, we find our strength renewed. Glory to Isaiah 40, glory to God, when it says, wait on the Lord, praise God, and not cause the believers to doubt or worry. Apostle Paul exhorts us to not be anxious about nothing, anything, Philippians 4:6. Anxiety in the believer suggests a lack of faith, and that grieves the Lord. Matthew 8:26. Waiting on the Lord can keep us out of trouble. Abraham had God's promises of a son through whom the covenant would be fulfilled. Genesis 5:4. Praise the Lord. Waiting on the Lord is never easy, but we wait in the knowledge that God knows our situation, and he cares for our needs, and his good is good to the end. Hope deferred makes the heart sick, but longing fulfilled is a tree of life. While you are waiting, ask the Lord to change you, us, while you wait, to strengthen you, us, and produce perseverance, character, and hope. Romans 5:3-4. Psalms 27:14. Wait on the Lord. He rewards those who wait, and his timing is perfect. Psalms 25:4-5. Make me know your ways, O Lord. Teach me your path. Lead me in your truth, and teach me that you are the God of my salvation. For you I will wait all day long. Matthew 6:33, seek the Lord. Praise the Lord. Amen. Praise God. Praise your name, Jesus. So much more, but in the meantime, it's time, glory to God, to bring it on in and give God glory and praise for that he's already done and is about to do, and what he's doing to establish us in waiting for him, because there is a reward for those who wait on his timing and trust the move of God and the peace in the Lord while we are waiting on him. Glory to God, and in praying and establishing our faith brings, glory to God, us to serenity and stability, having courage to trust God when you can't trace him. Hebrews 11:1, we know that scripture and so forth like this, and also the trusting in the Lord and also standing and know, glory to God, God wants us to depend on him like we depend on our natural food, in the name of Jesus. Bless God. So, like I said, there's so much more. As you keep looking, you keep going on. So, Father, we do thank you for that that was already shared tonight. And glory to God, what wasn't, it can be at another time. But in the meantime, we thank you, glory to God, for Jesus being our Savior, our Deliverer. Glory to God, thank you for the promises of the Lord that added rich and maketh no sorrow. Help us to learn to wait and trust you in the midst of all these different challenges and things that are going on. Help us to keep our eyes fixed on you, looking unto the hills which cometh our help, realizing our help cometh from being like that tree planted by the rivers of water shall not be moved. Let us not be a lip service people, because you said some praise you with their lips, but their heart be far from you. You said, why call me Lord, Lord, and do not my sayings? You told us not to lean to the left or the right, but God, you want us to stay on that straight and path of the straight and narrow, and not to lean over onto Hollywood Boulevard, not to allow the things of this world that can curse and encourage us or manipulate us, but glory to God, to cause us to deviate off the path. You have help us to draw strength one for another, but seek your face first. Help us, glory to God, to bear one another burdens, forgive one another, walk in the love of the agape of Jesus Christ. God, there's none like you. Glory to God that you know everything that we go through, and you're not sitting so high that you can't be touched down here with our infirmities. And you know, glory to God, the healing. You know the grief. You know the sorrow. You know the pain. You know the agony. You know the joyous time. You know the things, glory to God, whatever it is that would have taken, glory to God, to get us to that place of victory, to be the overcomer, triumphing more than a conqueror. But help us to know, glory to God, we have to do the work. We got to stand on the promises of the Lord. It's not by the works, but we are required to do some things. You've already paid the price. And so forth. Remember, glory to God, that we didn't call ourselves. You called us and set us apart for such a time as this to bring forth much fruit. And glory to God, and we are bought, glory to God, with your blood. So help us to remember to give our best to you in everything that we do. Pray one for another and bear one another burdens, teaching us more, glory to God, in that powerful, glory to God, thing that the enemy fights us with in waiting and getting to a place to submit in obedience to you. So we ask you, Lord God, tonight to bless us all, glory to God, to be able to strive more for more you and less of us. Nevertheless, not my will, but thine will be done, and that it will be genuine from the heart. In Jesus' name we do pray. Satan, we take authority over you and bind you and command you to be loose from your assignment. Every plot, plan, scheme, and whatever else you have set up, an entrapment, a snare, untimely death, sickness, disease, we rebuke, bind, and loose you. Go back to the dry place in which you came, and loose, Holy Spirit, have thine own way. Comfort and encourage, strengthen, call our peace and joy back in the name of Jesus. And God, let the manifestation of your power and anointing for these giftings that you've given us, that we'll let them to the Holy Spirit, and that we'll let him guide and comfort us, and that when you DV off, and just like that GPS, glory to God, recalculate for us to turn. Glory to God, help us to turn or back on what track you want us to get on. In the name of Jesus, comfort those that are going through and need a healing, need encouragement, or going through grief. We ask you to bless now in Jesus' name. Thank you for our leaders. In Jesus' name we pray. And the financial blessings that some may be grieving through at this time with so many things they may be about to lose. But God, you're a restorer. And we thank you for all that you do. As we trust in the Lord with all our heart and lean not to our own understanding, we love you. Praise the name of Jesus. Let's see if we get these lines open. Thank you, Lord. Praise your name, Jesus. Bless God. All righty. Let's get your lines open and find out if there's any prayer requests. If not, we just take, we just take, remarks. So if the lines open, if there's any requests, let's see if I can roll it back up again. Anyone have any prayer requests? We'll take them now. And if there is none, then I don't know if Apostle Curtin, and hopefully I can't see right now really who's who. As always, Apostle Burton, I'm Pastor Bird.
after that, Mother Alexander, whoever else that's on the line, can make remarks if they don't have any prayer requests. Anyone have any remarks? Oh, somebody else is not open, I'm sorry.
Praise God. I just thank God for the word that went forth tonight, a powerhouse. Wait on the promises of the Lord. And sometimes it's hard to do, but as we're waiting, just like you said in your message, we got to be doing something while we're waiting. And what we got to be doing is praying, seeking God's face, studying the word,
mm-hmm.
and let God be our focus of everything. So we have to remember that God has a plan, purpose for our lives, and it's not in all timing, but it's in the timing of God that he had already set forth beforehand. So we can
yes.
trust him, and we can stand on his word, and we can stand on his promises. And even sometimes things don't work out the way we think they do, but they work out according to God's plan and purposes for our lives. So
yeah.
sometimes we just got to wait on it. And so I thank God for that word tonight. It's a reminder to all of us that we are in God's hand and his time is perfect. So I thank you for the word tonight, my sister. Bless me. And keep on letting God use you. God bless.
Praise the Lord.
Minister BJ.
Yes, ma'am.
I apologize. While you was finishing up, I had a call from a young lady, so I missed the part. Did you ask for prayer, if people had prayers already?
Oh, no, I asked for, but you can go ahead, yes.
Okay. Two people passed away. My dear friend and who works with the nursing home with us, and I've known her for a lot of years, her son, she's around the corner from me on Paget. Her son, she got the news her son had died at the hospital. He'd been at the hospital for about a week. He had been in an accident, and apparently, I guess, his sugar dropped so low. And he was only 50 years old, so she called, well, someone else called me and told me about it, and when I called her, she just all broken up. So that was one thing, and then when we got to Sunday school church this morning, and we were sharing about how she had just lost her son, and then the pastor's wife came over to the Sunday school to let us know another young lady who been faithful for coming to Bible study because she worked on weekends, so she and her fiance at one time would come to Bible study all the time, and then her and her fiance got married, but he came over by the church this morning and gave the pastor the news that Miss Felicia had passed away, and she was such a sweet, sweet young lady. So I'm just praying, and I've been praying for him, and I'm just praying that God will help the families get through these ordeals in the name of Jesus, and the children involved. Felicia didn't have any kids, but Myran, her son, had a daughter. I don't know if he had some other children by his first wife. But anyway, just praying that God will see the family through it, and I pray that they let God help them through this ordeal, Just keep them in prayer in Jesus' name, and I just thank and praise God for his help. And that's the prayer request that I have. Thank you, ma'am. Amen.
Father, in Jesus' name, you heard Mother Willette, Glory to God, their prayer request for the mother that her son, Glory to God, passed away at such a young age. But God, and the healing that's needed there, and also for Felicia, God, we pray, as she just said, for you to comfort that family and pray that they will allow you to heal them. And God, we know each person goes through things differently, even though if it was the same. God, we ask you, Lord God, to just bless, touch, and Lord, I lift that burden off of them in this time of the holiday time too or whatever. We know, glory to God, nothing's too hard for you. And know that it is a it's a hard thing for them for right now what they're facing. But God, we are praying that you will come in and you will minister and send your ministering angels. And God, we will pray, God, that those that that know the power of prayer will continue to keep them lifted up in the name of Jesus. So we just cast these cares back to you. We pray for those children, those young people, and some that may not understand, and others might be want to even blame God when they don't understand. But God, only you, because we're not going to understand everything that goes on. But God, we just ask you to just to be with them during this time of grief and sorrow, and bring peace and joy back to them in their lives. Somewhere down the road, they can be able to look up and still be able to remember the good times. But right now, they need to just go through this challenging time. They need you like never before. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. And thank you so much. God bless you.
Right. Any other prayer, there's no more prayer requests. Anybody that has a remark, now they can have
Amen. Well, I sure did enjoy that word, Pastor BJ. A wonderful, a mighty word, praise God. So much word. Focus was on the word, praise God, and waiting on the promises of the Lord. I appreciate it. Praise God. I thank and praise God that you were sharing, believe God and do not fear. And Lord, if we could all get to that point, especially the born-again believers should be at the point where they're going to believe God regardless of the situation, praise God. And you said your faith follows what you're focused on. I said, that's mm-hmm. really good, praise God. And praise God, if you're focused on a whole lot of negative, I don't know how your faith can be in activation. Hello, somebody. So focus, praise God, when you watch what you're focused on, and it's going to determine your faith, praise God. So focus, and I wrote down, focus on what God says, glory be to God. And I love that waiting. You gave quite a bit on waiting on the Lord, praise God. And I like what the scripture says as well, wait on the Lord. And I said, wait on the Lord and be of good courage, because if you're waiting on God, you've heard what he has to say concerning the situation, then just let it rest in his arms, and he'll work it out, like you say, at his time, praise God. And we realize that waiting is a difficult thing, but you know what? A whole lot of things in the world may be microwavable, but God works at his own time. So
yes.
I thank him. Praise God, that when he's in charge, praise God, and when you give it to him, you let him work it out, because sometimes it don't turn out the way we expect for it to turn out, praise God. And just because there's a delay, like you say, it doesn't mean it's a denial, praise God. So I thank it, praise God, you said a whole lot of good word, and I thank and praise God for the woman of God that you are and the word of God that you stand on, and we must stand on the promises of God, and trust him. Glory be to God. So thank you, Minister BJ. I appreciate that great word that you've given on tonight. God bless you. Amen.
Praise God. Thank you.
Amen, Pastor BJ. That was a great word, and it was so filling. Every time I try to remember and hold on to one thing, something new come up, and then I forget what I was going to say the first thing. But I do remember Mephibosheth. He was in the Lodibar, and it was a Jonathan's son. And
yes.
David said, is there anybody in the house of Saul who I can show kindness to? And it came down to Mephibosheth. And one thing about Mephibosheth, I thank God, because it was in God's timing. Just like in our lives today, we just hold out. And whatever we're thinking about and whatever we're focused on and you know, our cries to the Lord, he hears every single one of them. The Bible says he bottles our tears. And so at that appointed time, Mephibosheth was right at the king's table, eating
yeah.
with him for all the days of his life. And that's what God does with us. And all we have to do is just hold on and hold out. And I thank God for the word. Amen.
Praise God.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Okay, Alicia.
Okay.
Go ahead then, Pastor Sims. That was Alicia. She can be right after you. Well, go ahead.
Okay, all right. But we thank you so much for that mighty word. And as I was listening to you, God's anointing certainly was on you because your voice was very clear, and you didn't seem to have any difficulty doing what you did, and you really let him use you tonight. And I very much appreciate it, waiting on the promises of the Lord. And a few things I jotted down that just kind of hit me, but I'm like Brother Black. It was so much when you was trying to write one thing, another thing came up. It was dynamic. I wanted to keep on to it. But you said that walk in love, and that is a great and mighty thing that we need to do as Christians. We need to walk in love. And you said, when you walk in this life journey, going through this life journey, and you are a Christian and a believer, the devil will attack you, but we should shift our focus.
Yes.
Shift our focus on the word. And he said, you said, stay close to the blessings of the Lord. How do you do that? By reading your word, by praying, by doing the things that he has given us to do in his word. Staying close to the blessings of the Lord. So we thank you, and we just praise God for you, and we ask God to help you to live long and prosper in the kingdom way. Thank you. God bless you and your family.
Thank you. Alicia?
Praise God to everyone that's on the line tonight. I want to thank and praise God for the word. Pastor Hubbard, I'm with the others. As soon as you got one thing out, I was trying to get it in, and then, oh, wait a minute, hold up. And then, like Pastor Sims was just saying, I was listening and praying in the background, and I'm like, oh, Lord, there to go to shift. Your voice completely changed. It's as clear as it can be. So you was definitely in the spirit realm and went on with the word of God. And I just thank God tonight also for the word. You know, a lot of it, you know, sometimes it has to be, like I said before, a reminder for us as believers, and it's like having to reteach us again. And so one of the things that there was a couple of things that you said that really stood out for me, which was that our history does not determine our destiny. And I know that sometimes we can get caught up, well, if I had only pursued this, or maybe if I had took this step first, or this, that, and the other, maybe things wouldn't have, maybe I would have been further along in life, or I would have done this differently. But then sometimes, if you had done those things, it could have shifted everything else, and you wouldn't be even where you are right now. So having to concentrate and remember, you know, don't let the enemy get you caught up and make you have like almost like a pity party with yourself about your life and where it's at or how it's gone. And then at the same time, when you talked about focus and how focus, the thing that you're focused on, is this, you know, is the thing obviously that you're having the most faith in. And we do supposed to take all our cares and our concerns to the Lord, but like you were saying, you know, are you listening? Are you being able to hear him? Because are you just bringing your laundry list? Because right now we've been embarked with so many, being hit from every side from so many different things with the way the world is going, our finances and family and, you know, sickness and disease or what have you. And so we do have a laundry list to the Lord, but at the same time, are we standing still long enough to allow the Lord to speak back to us, to give us directions, to even comfort us, even in the midst of all of that? And then the last thing that I'll say that hit me for my spirit as well was we must concentrate, you said, on the promise and less on the time. And I know I have gone there so many times where, oh my God, you're remembering all the promises in the word that was spoken over your life and all these different things, and then you're at the same time going, "What? Okay, hold up, that was 5 years ago, that was 15 years ago, that was 20 years ago. And then, you know, before you know it, you done got caught up so much on the time, well, I'm not further along, I'm not like everyone else. I didn't do this and do that, but it's not about the time. It's about focusing and trusting God in the promise, because like you just said, there's a lot that's taking place in the waiting period. Just like if you're having a baby, you don't just today find out you're pregnant and then tomorrow you go in the hospital and do labor. There's a lot that's taking place in that 9 months to get to that point for that baby to be able to come out with their lungs being matured enough, hallelujah, and their heart being able to beat and flow the blood through properly, the brain developed in a certain way so they can be able, and, you know, lungs and all that, so they can be able to breathe on their own and all of this. So the same thing with our spiritual life, that as we're waiting, there's something that's happening in the background. If we also seeking the Lord and we'll, you know, guarding our hearts and all those other things that you mentioned, so it all ties in together. So I just really thank and praise God for the word on tonight. I thank and praise God for you being obedient. And then just in the midst of it, hearing the healing that's taking place. And I pray that God continues to keep and bless you even throughout the night. If you, none of what you were going through comes back on you, and you'll be able to have sweet rest and be able to go through the rest of your week rejuvenated and refreshed in the name of Jesus. Just speaking a blood covering over your life in Jesus' name. And I love you so much. Love everyone on the phone.
Praise your name, Jesus. Thank you.
Amen.
Praise the Lord, Sister Hubble. Thank God for you, Tia. I just enjoy you so much. You know, I know you fill up with word. I know you is. I just thank God for you. I know you're going to bring it forth. You're going to bring it forth. But thank God. When I was, you know, what I got from it, I was thinking about the remembrance. You know, like you were saying, remember we are brought with a price. And I thought about that, you know, as we go through our journey of life, and we just got to remember that we already brought with a price, you know, and we can learn how to just wait on the promise of him, and that he is the one that can change us out of the situation, things that we go through. Just learn how to just wait on him and focus on him and remember that he is the God that knows and see everything that we go on. So I just thank God for the word. I'm not going to say a whole lot, but I just thank God for that word. And the main thing that I was really stuck out to is just remember we are brought with a price. So I thank God for the word.
Praise the Lord. Thank you. Praise God. Thank God for all the encouragement tonight, Lord. Thank God you can hear me. Praise the Lord.
Oh,
Alexander, she's not here tonight. Oh, praise God. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Praise the Lord, everybody. I just thank God for taking Pastor BJ through, which I had no doubt that he was not going to do it, because the word of God is going to go forth, and she is a woman of God. I thank God for the faith. I thank God for her instilling the word of God on the inside of me. I thank God for not allowing her to let me throw in the towel when I felt like everything was against me and just throwing in. She would not let me. Neither would my Aunt Magdalene. They would not let me. They stood right there in the gap, and the rest of the prayer warriors. I thank God for y'all tonight. God be to glory, woman of God. You are a powerful woman of God. God got much work for you to do. And you're not finished yet. I need you, and I love you. And God bless you, woman of God.
Praise the Lord. Thank you for the encouragement. Continue to fight the good fight of faith. Amen.
And I like how you didn't give up. You did not give up.
Exactly.
That's right. Uh-huh.
When we turn back around, focus, and more important, the will of the Lord be done. If he say not to, then not to. Well, he know how to make the flesh behave so the spirit man can have to reign. When we have that faith and trust in him, he'll do it. If he say shut it down or cut it off, then, you know, if we can listen to the voice of God, he'll do it. So thank you for the encouragement.
Minister BJ, can I say one more thing I had written down, but I didn't say it?
Yeah.
I wrote down when you were talking about waiting on God, I put a question. How long have you, I remember you said something about the man that was waiting by the pool 38 years. I wrote down, how long have you been waiting for the fulfillment of God's promises in your life? And then I wrote down, are you getting in your own way and keeping God's promises from getting to you?
Wow.
I wrote those two questions down, and we must, if we are born-again believers, we must be trusting and trusting that God is going to work situations out. And I like how your daughter, Alicia, brought out some points on waiting also. But we must trust that God is working it out. And I love how she put, you know, during that period where you're waiting, like example with the baby, God is still working, praise God. God is still working and he's doing things. But I realize sometimes we get in our own way. And what do you mean, Sister Willie? And I believe we need more teaching on waiting on God and what to do while you wait, praise God. I just think that we need more on that. But sometimes we get in the way, and one way we get in the way is when we stop trusting and we start to have anxiety, we start to have fear. And then time is passing. Well, of course, that man that was by the pool 38 years, he began to say, well, I ain't got nobody to put me. We always come up with excuses. Excuses is not trusting God. We must trust and believe that God is working. Even though you don't see anything and you say a lot, even when you can't trace him, you've got to trust him. So I just wrote those two things, and I think that's something that people can think about. How long have you been waiting for the fulfillment of God's promises in your life? And are you getting, I don't want to get in God's way, Lord have mercy. Because, you know, when we pray, we want it to hurry up and take place, especially when people are depending on us to intercede on their behalf. God bless you, woman of God. Again, I just want to point that out in Jesus' name. Amen.
Praise God. Amen. Bless the Lord. Do you know if Mother Alexander is all right? Because I'm surprised she's not on the line.
I've been so bombarded with this stuff that's been going on today until I have not had a chance to check on her, and I've been busy. People have said, where's this? Well, I've been busy. I'm so sorry, but I hadn't checked on her.
Well, I need to do the same. I just was surprised she wasn't on the line. But I do thank everybody tonight. Praise the Lord for everyone's remarks and been an encouragement, and thank God most of all. Is someone else? Oh, I thought someone said something. But I thank God, glory to God, for giving me the strength and the prayers that y'all prayed to as well in the midst for to even get the word to come out. And, of course, you know me, it was much more, but it's time for the skip and stop. But I thank God because, like it was a bit much, and I didn't even want to look up at the clock because if it did, I probably would have got thrown off. So thank God it still yet was finished out of timely fashion. And, you know, man, pretty good. It had remarks, and we still got 27 minutes. But anyway, I just want to thank you, the Lord again and thank God for you all, too, as well, and the things in there that I was hearing that could be able to continue to encourage me and inspire me to press and pursue more, even coming into this life last as we're going in and embarking into 2023. And thanking the Lord for all of those that's led all the way up to this time, for speaking, for the Sunday night's revival. God's really been using you all so greatly and marvelously and even the prayer line. So also the announcement for remembering those that didn't hear last week that we are going to have celebration after the, not this Monday night, but the Monday after the Christmas. So that Sunday night, it just depends. So that's like everybody do whatever God bless and leads. There may be some words of encouragement if I'm home that I may just have some inspiring words, but it's not nothing to say we having a service for sure that night. I just was saying that Monday night, that's prayer night on Monday, is the night that we're going to celebrate with the most powerful testimonies of things that, whether what God did in divine healing, whether God turned back around and with almost the loss of a car or home or God blessing, and brought, you know, some miracles that was just phenomenal that people don't even hear, that they don't even think God still do at this time. I want to go back in this hour and in time if necessary, that anyone go over to God that night. We'll have each person anywhere from 10 to 12 minutes to just pour out the powerful anointing. And, you know, we know, thank God for you blessed and gave me $500 or God bless and whatever. Not unless it was a time when I'm about to lose everything and so, but I mean some prayers that, you know, that people just be thinking, you know what, God really still do stuff like this? I had my car, and I know they was going to repossess it, and I had it about 5 months, and normally they'd be able to pick it up, or a home, glory to God, where this was going on, or a miracle where somebody's bodies got healed, or we got healed, or there was an incident or accident or whatever. Somewhere, glory, I even like Sister Rachel's over talking about the other night, even when the things that happened to her body and whatever like this, and bringing stuff like this, or like Mother McCormick was saying, even when the gun was in the person with a gun and they trapped inside a post office, or Mother saying when she was overseas and this, that, and the other, had the monies that had to be done for to even save her house, different things, and so healings and stuff that our Mother sends, how God blessed and went through that, but all kinds of things all of us had, we need to pour out on this line for people to know, even when they don't hear now, they're coming into the next year or however, when they go back and listen on the voicemails, even if they didn't, not the voicemails, the recording, rather give me some more hot tea, linen rather, but anyway, that those kinds of things just pour out the powerfulest blessings of the of your time for you to think about it, what God has done or brought us through. And so people can really hear the power of his anointing of what God is still doing at this hour. Even in the living out books or books or acts or whatever else, he's still doing great and mighty things. So we bless the Lord. I guess it's that time. I'm going to get ready to close down then because it's trying to change up on me. But anyway, if there's any other remarks or any other comments that have to be made or a question concerning not this Monday night, but the following Monday about the testimony going into New Year's and the gratefulness, because that's what it's all about, gratefulness, gratefulness. No remarks, nothing else. All right, let us continue to pray you one for another. Keep those prayers prayed up. Oh, let's celebrate, too. Let me tell you, we're marvelous, and we thank God, Carmelita, for those that didn't already know and heard for the prayers that you've been praying. He took her through that major operation, and God bless, and she is home. She only had to stay overnight. Thought maybe one time they may have to stay a little bit long, but she ended up coming out the next afternoon or evening or whatever, and God bless through it, what really was she's dealing with, you know, of course, gas pockets and whatever, and she's been able to walk around and whatever like this right here, so we're praying that and she got to continue to do those 10-minute walks and stuff like this. They may not be consistent right every 10 minutes or whatever of the hour, but she's doing as much as possible and so that we can keep that blood circulation. And so just continue to keep her in prayer. The Lord bless you. Just saying she has some pressure in that side. Don't seem to want to move and some up in her shoulder. But other than that, she's been pressing and pursuing and getting through it. Thank God for her husband right by her side and her daughter there too, blessing all the prayers that y'all been praying to.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Yes, bless God. Well, all right, the Lord say the same for those that will have joined us on Monday night, tomorrow night. We thank the Lord for you, and definitely on a celebration on the following day after Christmas, those that are not out of town are not been able to get to the lines, and we understand it. But if you can, bring it to glorify the Lord, for this is a time for showing gratefulness and looking forward to greater things to do as we deny this flesh and be in a place of waiting on the Lord and being of good courage while we're waiting to know that his promise is true and fight the good fight of faith like never before for it to be manifest. So we love you and appreciate you and speak God's blessings upon you and angels being camped, bind up every satanic device of the enemy that will come to plot, plan, scheme in any way to come against us and the healers and deliverers and comfort to those that are going through and been grieving, loss of loved ones or friends, or however God is touching, ministering and encouraging, help us to stay encouraged while we're praying for the various ones going through various things around our country, around the globe, so in our presidency, right here in our homes, in our neighborhoods,
and for our youth and children and everybody. We just pray, God, keep us and bless us and strengthen us that we continue to hold up the bloodstained banner. So we continue to speak life, health, and wholeness, peace and joy, and a determination. The more we hear the word, the more we desire to draw nigh to you, and you say you'll draw nigh to us. We love you today. We bless you, and we thank you. For Holy Spirit, have thine own way, and bless the Lord for the Holy Spirit to continue to bless and keep you all. Amen.
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 All right, let the joy of the Lord be your strength.
Love you too.
Thank you, Jesus. Oh, glory. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.